Well, we're taping this on a Thursday, on Holy Thursday, the day before Spring Study Day, otherwise known as Good Friday. And joining us in studio, Jason, Chris, and Matt, they're part of what's known as the Go Nuts Tour. First off, gentlemen, welcome to El Paso Primetime.
Wow, thank you so much.
Yes, thank you for having us.
Glad to be here.
Let's talk about the Go Nuts Tour. This is this month of April, two things are being celebrated: Jazz and Testicular Cancer Awareness Month. So let's get into the nuts and bolts, no pun intended, about the Testicular Cancer Foundation.
Yeah, absolutely. Well, my name's Matt, and in 2009, I founded the organization. Right after I was diagnosed with testicular cancer, I was really upset that there wasn't enough information out there. So my goal was to provide education materials in the form of shower cards, kind of old school, a website. We've got educational videos, things like that, to teach men about the importance of self-examination. And the reason why is it's the number one cancer in men, 15 to 35, or the most common cancer in men, 15 to 35 in the U.S. And it's beatable if we can just catch it early. So it's not like having to go get a mammogram where you have to go down and use a machine, or a colonoscopy where you get to go and have somebody do that for you. A testicular self-exam can be done by yourself, 60 seconds in the shower. And so that's what we do. We provide that. And I've got these two guys that are biking from San Diego all the way over to Orlando. And along the way, they're just getting to talk and spread the word about how important it is to do self-examination. They're both survivors themselves.
Well, Jason, Chris, yes, those of you who are watching the radio from left to right, tell me about your experiences in testicular cancer awareness. Both of you are survivors.
Yes.
For our listeners who have never had to confront such an ordeal, because it can be an eye opener. It's like, oh my gosh, I have something. What do I do? You know, for all three of you, I mean, you manned up and you went and got help.
Absolutely. I mean, when something like that happens, it's a big shock to you. It's not something that you expect, especially at a young age. Like Matt said earlier, there was not a whole lot of information available about testicular cancer. At least I know nobody had ever came to me and talked to me about it. So I had not even thought that that was possible. I didn't know that it was a young man's cancer. So eventually, when I did find a lump on my testicle, it actually took me a while to even figure out that that's a possibility that it was. And then finally, when I did and I was diagnosed and stuff like that, I took the appropriate steps. And, you know, afterwards, I just said to myself when I came across Matt and Testicular Cancer Foundation that I want to help do whatever I can to raise awareness and make sure that the information gets out there for these guys so that they don't have to go through the kind of thing that I went through.
If you can't tell from his accent, he's from New York.
Yeah. Do you find it surprising that guys still don't understand that they don't know that they can be hit with this at just about any time?
Yeah, Jason here. For myself, I never actually found anything on the testicle itself. The only reason that I had gone to the doctor was because I was having severe back pain for about 6 months prior to my diagnosis. I had actually been hospitalized because my white blood count was very high when they were doing just a routine blood test and then put me in the hospital. So I was 30 years old when I got diagnosed with stage 3 testicular cancer that had spread into my lungs, my liver, and my kidneys. And man, it was a slap in the face. I had no idea that I needed to be checking myself for testicular cancer. I had no idea that it was the number one cancer, or the most common cancer, in men 15 to 35. So it was just a real big shock to me. And similar to Chris, after I found the Testicular Cancer Foundation, you know, I really wanted to go out there and help to educate other young men and spread awareness about testicular cancer, because it is a very survivable disease, especially if you can get it diagnosed early.
Well, you were diagnosed at stage 3. Matt, what stage?
I was stage 1.
Stage 1.
And I was also diagnosed in stage 3.
Stage 3.
Yes.
And yet, here you sit talking about it, and you're riding from San Diego to Orlando to talk about it. I mean, that's big stuff, especially for guys who are, like, really a little squeamish about talking about something that's going to affect them in some form or another. I was up on the website on tcancer.org looking at this whole thing, and I'm just blown away by the fact that this is the number one cancer in young men. You know, old guys like me, I mean, we get hit with prostate. That's not a fun thing either.
Mm-mm. Yeah, and it's not just that age range. I mean, there's people in their 70s who get testicular cancer.
Oh, sure.
So it's not something that we want to tell folks, don't, you know, quit at 35, you know, thinking about it. But, you know, it's one of those things that it's very important that we educate our children at a young age. Something that we've missed is the fact that we need to teach 12, 13-year-old boys what's down there and what's going on down there, and to have an open and honest conversation at a young age, allowing them as they get older to have an open, honest conversation with their parents or girlfriend or wife or whoever it is. It changes the way men's health is. And if we can do that just by starting by doing a self-examination once a month, that's a big deal.
You know, how I learned about testicular cancer and how it could be beat was my favorite player was John Kruk.
Mm. Yeah.
And when he went public and said, hey, man, I've got this, and I want to pull myself out of everything, and I'm going to get myself treated, I thought, holy cow, man. And you're right. There was nothing anywhere about testicular cancer. I had to go to talk to a urologist and started checking myself, and, I've, you know, knock on wood, I'm still clean and good to go down there. But, I mean, it's just one of those things that in life, I guess you don't think about it unless you teach somebody the importance of making sure you check yourself.
Yeah, and there's still a stigma. I mean, we're talking about testicles. I mean, we were on New Mexico State University's campus today. And as you're talking to all these young guys walking by, 50% of them probably laugh and they kind of joke it off. But you never know if that person could one day get diagnosed with this disease. So it's so important for us to make it serious. At the same time, it is, you know, the Go Nuts Tour is a funny name, but we're starting off in a funny way with a very serious mission and a very serious cause.
Oh, absolutely. There here in town is a place called the Rio Grande Cancer Foundation, and they try to teach about anything and everything that has to do with cancers, any kind of a cancer, skin cancer, testicular cancer, you name it, cancer, it's going to be their cancer, that kind of a thing. And one of the things that I remember talking to the executive director about last year was how difficult it was in this community to talk about testicular cancer because it's a cultural thing.
Exactly. And speaking of the cultural thing, it's, you know, part of the American society that parents are talking to their daughters when they're in their early teens about how they need to be taking care of themselves. Women are much more likely to go in for an annual evaluation, to go see their OB-GYN. Men don't do that. And that's one of the things that we're trying to help change, is to remind young men that it's okay to go talk to the doctor. You don't have to go to the doctor only when you're sick. You know, just really trying to encourage them to go in for those annual evaluations and to be responsible for their own health. Because, you know, as Matt stated earlier, this is, you know, it's one of the easiest things that you can do. Right. You don't have to go in and have an embarrassing conversation with the doctor or get some weird test done. It's a monthly self-exam in the shower all by yourself. And if you notice anything different than it was last month, then you go see the doctor.
Yeah. And quite frankly, since technically you're supposed to be showering every day, you can check yourself every day. So you'll see the progression. You'll feel the progression. And if there's something that changed from yesterday to today, and then the next day it's not feeling like it's supposed to, that's the ticket where you say, oh, you know what, I got to go. Yeah. Got to check myself.
It'd be great. I mean, the biggest thing is that we just want to make sure parents know how important it is to start this conversation at a young age, and how important it is to know that they didn't miss out on anything, that, you know, they didn't. They're not being bad parent and not knowing that this is something they need to talk about.
Right.
But know that we're trying to make that change, to understand that it is okay to talk about this and to not have the parent feel as if they missed something after the fact, because that's really hard on them.
Yeah, and my co-host, who normally would be here, ironically, is at home taking care of her 7-year-old with a stomach pain. And we had been talking about this particular issue coming into this conversation. And she's like, you know, I'm going to feel a little weird talking about this. You edit a magazine that's totally medical. Why would you feel unusually weird about talking about something that affects young men and men in general, actually? Mm-hmm. You mentioned it quite succinctly. It could hit me. It could hit my grandfather. Mm-hmm. He'd be 90 by now, but it could hit anybody. But the number one demographic is 15 to 35.
Mm-hmm.
And the one of the reasons why I was up on another website checking this thing out, I found out it's kind of hormone-based because it's a germ cell type of cancer. But out of that, there's maybe 95 different versions of testicular cancer. And I find that really hard to fathom.
There's a lot. And to be honest with you, for us survivors, we don't really think about all those different types.
Yeah.
We all just kind of have one thing, and it's testicular cancer, and we're bound by that, and we're just a team out here trying to make a difference.
So you guys, as you ride along and talk to people, is there a general consensus of, okay, I'm going to do it, and you walk away thinking, that one's not going to do it, that one will?
Yeah, I would say that Jason and I, as we've been traveling across the country now on the bikes, we've stopped in for lunch here or there. We've ran into some young men and decided to talk to them and hand them some brochures and things like that. And you could usually tell the ones that take it seriously as opposed to the ones that don't. We try to make them all take it seriously, but, you know, to not be scared either.
Right.
Just to understand that, hey, you know, you should be doing this. It could be very important to your health.
Yeah.
It's a good habit to have. And that especially men in that age group, the main group, 15 to 35, all guys in that age group, they generally have that Superman complex where nothing's going to hurt them and they don't need to go to the doctor.
Right.
And I just want to make it so that it changes so that they understand it's okay to go to the doctor. Going to the doctor does not mean that you're weak in any way. It just means that you're human. You're human. You get sick. You get injured. It's okay to go to the doctor. And I think that's just a really important message to spread is that. But, I mean, we've ran into a lot of interesting young guys, and they all they seem to respond pretty well to it. We hand them the stuff. They can look it over later. Some of them laugh it off, and most of them are pretty good about it. And I feel like we're really reaching out to some people, and that was the goal of this whole trip. And I hope we can continue to do that, you know, yeah, throughout it.
On another level, how did you guys train in order to be able to do this trip on bike? I mean, there's got to be a way where you get the wind in your sails, if you will, to be able to do this kind of a thing.
I'll start with that. You know, I'm not riding, but I was on these guys talking to them daily, and I think it's very interesting to think about. Well, Chris is from Brooklyn, New York,
right.
And if you guys know, it's been a really crazy winter. So if you can imagine, I think it even snowed yesterday.
Yes, it
okay?
did.
And so if you could think about it, he has to get out on a bike and ride average of 70 miles a day. And this guy probably only got out how many times, Chris?
Not a lot. A handful of times through the winter I've been able to get out.
Because it was snowing. So there was really no training happening on that side. And we were really worried about it. But, man, he's been a beast. He's gotten out here. I did 124 miles yesterday,
wow.
Chris did. Jason, on the other hand, is an avid biker and lives in Lubbock, Texas. And he gets to ride to work every day on his bike, and he's always been into all this biking things. And so he's been training they have a lot of weight on their bikes, too. They've got camping gear. They've got kitchen sets. They've got their water. I mean, they have huge – their bike is gigantic.
Right.
It's like a moving RV. And it's pretty interesting watching these guys. They trained by taking the bike out and giving a few miles of feeling what it felt like having a full heavy bike. But I mean, they can tell you now, but I just want to give you from a perspective of another person. These guys are beasts, and we're really proud of them for getting out there and doing that.
Yeah, and thank you from the bottom of my heart. Thank you guys very much for what you're doing in order to really illuminate testicular cancer and the importance of checking yourself, you know, every month, at least every month. You know, that's a big deal. That really is a big deal because it's something, until today, we've never talked about it on this radio station. Never. Okay? Big N here.
Mm-hmm.
And I want to break through all of that. And that's what public radio is all about.
Yeah, I appreciate that. You know, these guys have been working really hard. We're really proud of them from the Testicular Cancer Foundation. And if anybody wants to follow them, they can find them on – they have a Go Nuts tour on Facebook. Also, they can go through our website, tcancer.org, and learn more about that under the news section of Go Nuts Tour. Yeah. So we'd love for you guys to follow them, help them in any way you possibly can.
I love the website, and I love the logos and everything, but most importantly, it's the message.
Absolutely.
It's the message that really touches me, because it's something that, you know, God, it's so hard to get people to understand. Now, I've heard women over the years, it's like, okay, you guys think it's so easy to have a mammogram? You guys should have your testicles inside that machine. I'm like, no, I don't think I'd really want to do that, but I know that we can do that and test ourselves for that testicular cancer. And, you know, quite frankly, if someday women will be able to test themselves for breast cancer in the same way.
Well, but they can. Right now, and they can. Yeah. They still can. I mean, it's just feeling around and see if you feel lumps, bumps. And if you notice anything abnormal, whether it be your breasts or your balls, make sure you get them checked.
It is what it is. Yeah. That's true. You know? So where do you go from here? We're taping on a Thursday. This will be airing on Saturday. Where do you guys go from here?
Well, tomorrow we have some events lined up in the area here. A day off the bike, which is kind of nice. Well, mostly off the bike. Jason, you want to tell them about what's going on tomorrow?
Yeah, tomorrow at noon, we are having an event at the Texas Tech University Health Sciences Center, which is one of our sponsors out of Lubbock. Dr. Ted Mitchell, the president of the Health Sciences Center, got us set up with 10,000 brochures that we're passing along on this event. And we are going to be doing a press conference at the El Paso campus tomorrow. And then Saturday morning, we are headed back out on the road, headed towards Van Horn. And then we will be climbing up over the mountains, going up to the McDonald Observatory. We do plan on stopping there and trying to spend a little bit of time at the observatory. And then we'll be headed to Del Rio, Austin, Baton Rouge, Mobile, Alabama, Pensacola, Florida, Gainesville, Tallahassee. We'll finally hit the East Coast at St. Augustine, Florida. Okay. And then we'll end up in Orlando, Florida on May 24th for our big arrival party.
I tell you, it's pretty interesting. They actually dipped their bike in the water in San Diego. So they're going to dip their bike in the Pacific Ocean, and then all the way over in the other side, they're going to dip it in on the other side, which is pretty cool. Pretty
nice.
Neat little ceremonial thing.
Yeah, that's pretty cool. You guys really ought to auction those off, too, and raise even more money towards testicular cancer and the foundation. For those who want to contribute to the cause, where do they go?
tcancer.org/donate if you want to get there quickly. If not, just tcancer.org is a great place to do it. I just want to make sure I'm thanking, you know, Trans Expedites here in El Paso, and they're one of our biggest sponsors. They're shipping all this stuff for them, shipping their bikes, they're shipping everything for them. I just want to say thank you to them, because it's right here locally in El Paso. It's a big sponsor of ours.
Cool deal. Well, guys, thank you again so much for all you do, for all of the information. It's obviously, yeah, there's a tongue-in-cheek sort of a thing with the name Go Nuts, but, you know, the message behind it all is so very clear. You got to check yourself, because life is so special.
Absolutely. And also, just so everybody knows, we give these shower cards and brochures for free online. If you just go to tcancer.org and you sign up for a free one, we'll get it sent out to you here in El Paso.
This is going into my shower.
There we go.
There you go. We're good. Guys, thank you again so much. And when you come back through this area, Mikasa Sukasa, come on by. Let's talk about it again and keep talking about it till everybody is used to it and says, oh, they're talking about their nuts here. Okay, we're good.
Absolutely. I appreciate it. Thanks so much for your time.
Great.
You're welcome. And thank you guys for listening to El Paso Primetime.